This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It's 7:49, Thursday, the 25th of August, and unless you've been living under a rock, the news of former Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib Razak finally being sent to jail could not have missed your eyes. His sentence sent reverberations across the political landscape in Malaysia, as it showed that at the end of the day, no one is above the law. And while senior leaders in UMNO like President Datuk Sri Zaid Hamidi and Secretary General Datuk Sri Ahmad Mazlan lament Najib's fate, vowing to stand firm with him, opposition leaders like Pakatan Harapan Chairman Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim and Perikatan National Chairman Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin lauded the judiciary for its independence and called it a victory against corruption.
Yeah, for some, this could be a pivotal moment that might shift the voting sentiment for the upcoming general elections, where it has been largely expected to be Barisan Nasional's election to lose. So how can the opposition capitalize on this development, weaponize it as you would? Or would Najib's sentence generate a sympathy vote for UMNO as well as galvanizing its grassroots?
For some thoughts, we have on the line with us Dr. Azmin Hassan. He's a senior research fellow at the Nusantara Academy for Strategic Research. Good morning, Dr. Azmin. Always good to speak to you. I'm curious to know your thoughts. How damaging is this verdict to UMNO in general? And how do you see the... Let's start with that first.
Yes, Shoning. The verdict yesterday was, I think it was a landmark, because the first time ex-Prime Minister been sent to jail. But again, I felt that it was an anti-climax. Why I'm saying that is that because for the last few weeks, I think a lot expected what will be the results. So when the results came out, when the verdict came out from the federal court judge, I think everything was, I think, no surprise in that sense. But again, it's a pivotal moment. Your question about whether UMNO will be diminished or will be capitalizing on it is still to be seen, Shoning.
So with Najib out of the picture, now possibly Datuk Sri Ahmad Zahid as well as some other BN politicians facing the courts, do you think this can convince the fence sitters to cast their votes for, well, a cleaner BN under the helm of a new leader, like, say, maybe Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri?
When you said a cleaner Barisan Nasional, I think that was what was said by the Prime Minister, a cleaner Barisan Nasional. So, in a way, I think it is an attraction to the fan-sitters, to the outsiders of UMNO. UMNO today is totally different from UMNO a few days ago. So, maybe it's an advantage to UMNO, but a disadvantage to certain leaders in the current UMNO setup. But again, I think UMNO will use Datuk Sri Najib as their victimized. Datuk Sri Najib has been victimized, doesn't give a full chance of to defend himself. So they will be playing a sympathy card here, Keith. So sympathy card here in Malaysia is very powerful too. So maybe if the strategy is correct, UMNO can attract not only for a cleaner Barisan Nasional, the fan-sitters, but also to attract voters to vote for UMNO, because UMNO as a whole is the victim right now. Something like that, Keith.
Dr. Azmi, I have to point the fact that, I mean, our BFM reporters were at the courthouse, and there's no denying that there is genuine support for Datuk Sri Najib, and he has, as you said, been playing the, you know, I have been wronged, I am the victim card. How much of this effect would you see being translated to the grassroots Malay voters?
I think to the grassroots voters, I think they are still with UMNO. They still believe in Datuk Sri Najib, and that's the reason why UMNO is still in touch, meaning they don't cut off Datuk Sri Najib 100%. The problem is that how about the fan-sitters? How about the supporters of UMNO, which is not the members of UMNO? I think that's a very critical part of this particular scenario. Right now, we have no idea, but if UMNO use the clean Barisan Nasional, I think they can attract the fan-sitters or supporters of UMNO who are not the members of UMNO.
So are you saying, Dr. Azmi, they'll use two kind of campaign messaging? One is that we are clean, but at the same time, we feel sorry for Najib.
Yes, it's kind of contradicting each other, but that campaign is targeted to different groups of voters. I think if they handle it correctly, and maybe Pakatan Harapan did not jump to this contradiction, I think UMNO can be a very successful party come GE15, Shoning.
Okay. What about from the opposition's perspective? How do you think they're going to use this conviction in terms of their campaigning?
The problem with this conviction is that I think we knew for the last 2 years, Najib has been found guilty. And as I said before, it's an anti-climax when the federal court judges put out their decision. So it's going to be very, very difficult for the opposition to jump again on the 1MDB issue, even though there are a few trials going on right now, because the climax already passed.
Okay, so it's all news, is it? Is that what you're saying?
News. Yeah, if they harp on the same issue, I think it's going to be a very stale issue. But again, they have a new issue. The littoral combat ship is a new issue. But the problem is that, or maybe it's not a problem, there is no connection between the abuse of power or corruption within the political entity in terms of the LCS issue.
But let's dig this a little bit further, because what we have seen so far about the LCS is very much a Rafizi issue, isn't it? And he's slowly dripping out the information as to who is involved, which companies benefit from it. Don't you see them, actually, the opposition, continuing to play this card? And perhaps it does work with certain sections of the Malaysian voters?
Yes, I think Rafizi's strategy is using replicating the strategy, the 1MDB strategy. Since 1MDB strategy is very successful for the opposition, and they are replicating right now. But currently, the LCS issue only implicated senior, former senior bosses, the shipping company. Not yet whether it's ex-prime minister or the ex-defense minister or the current minister. There's no paper trail as yet. So I think this is something that we can wait and see what's going to happen with this LCS issue.
How do you see the we can't deny that the Malay grassroots are the major voter base here, but what do you make of the response from that voter base with regards to the LCS issue and, you know, possible corruption that might emerge as Rafizi Ramli unveils them?
Well, I think one thing for sure is that Rafizi made a misstep, one misstep regarding the Zainab, who is Zainab issue. And I think one mistake will tarnish Rafizi's strategy. Regarding the Malay voters, I think the issue of LCS and 1MDB is totally different, because LCS is basically, I would say that, mismanagement of that particular company. And also LCS is part of the defense strategy of the nation. So I think to equate it, because Rafizi is trying to equate 1MDB and LCS is very similar, this is a very dangerous strategy. Maybe it can backfire or not. This is something that we have to wait and see what happens.
Dr. Azmi, I have a wider question. Why is it in Malaysia voters are willing to accept leaders that have corruption charges against them? And not just charges, now they're completely convicted, right? The federal court has ruled such. Why do we normalise behaviour like this and think it's acceptable to vote for them?
Well, Shoning, it's not only in Malaysia. I guess it happened also in other countries.
Yes.
I'm also amazed at the Trump supporters. Trump is, we have seen his antics, but still his base supporters are very strong. So I think similar to Malaysia, I guess, since Najib has been there and very synonymous to UMNO, synonymous to Malaysia, I guess, so they are hard supporters. And these hard supporters are very loud and noisy. So with the loudness and the noisiness, I think the perception is that there are huge amount of support. So perception plays a very critical point here, Shoning.
So what would you recommend the opposition do to strengthen their position going into GE15, given what we know with the situation today?
Yes, they need to use the LCS issue, one thing for sure, but they need to prove again the paper trail that there are some abuse of power from the politician. And also, I think 1MDB issue, I think, has been a foregone issue. Do not harp on the issue, because it'll be like, something that they've been using it over and over again. I think that's the most important thing. But besides LCS issue, they need to offer to the people why. Explain to the people that why they are the better side to govern the nation. And also to demonstrate that among the opposition, they can work together. But as far as we have seen right now, they cannot work together. GTA, for example, they said they want to form the federal government. And Pakatan Harapan also, they want to form the federal government. So this is, does not show or transmit a good message to the people.
All right, thank you for your time. That was Dr. Azmin Hassan, Senior Research Fellow at the Nusantara Academy for Strategic Research. Up next, of course, the 8 a.m. News Bulletin, then followed by The Breakfast Grill, where Philip C. speaks to Dato' Sri Maimuna Mohamed, Executive Director at UN Habitat, and Dr. Matt Benson, Program Director at Think City. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.